one of the worst thing they have it about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they believe in something called al-bada'. Al-bada', it's something happen, make you change your mind. Whenever you change your mind about something, that's called al-bada'. They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these things happen to him. They said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes decides something. Then he found out that there is something better, then he will change his mind for the other thing. For example, one of their narrations, they said that Allah decided that al-Mahdi will come in 70. Yani 70 Hijri. But after Hussein was killed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide that he will not let him come after 70. He said he will delay his appearance to 140, another 70 years. But Allah, he doesn't know that Hussein will be killed. He said when he was killed, he was so angry, therefore he delayed it 70 years again, more. Then after 70 years, it's a lie. But they said, since people start talking about, God decided not to tell anybody when he's going to come out. But this narration is by Al-Kulayni, volume 1, 300, page 300. Third principle, the third principle, it's called At-Tuqya. What you call it? What we? Deception. In fact, deception, it's really hypocrisy. Nifaq. It's the worst belief. And they have this, they adopt this idea. Why? To trick the Muslims. Because these beliefs, and this is the answer for one of the brother questions, this belief, if you represent it, people are not going to take it from you. But how he want to bring you in so he can lie until you enter the circle. They said, Tuqya. There is no faith for whoever doesn't have Tuqya. And if you don't hide what you believe, you are not mu'min. If you tell people what you believe, you are not mu'min. You have to hide what you believe. Not because you're afraid from anything. No, like this. Because some also Sunni scholars like Al-Ghazali, Al-Mu'asir, he said, they just adopt this idea because this Ahl Sunnah were abusing them. So they have to hide their love to Ahl al-Bayt. He's very mistaken. The people saying clearly, you do the Tuqya anytime in any situation. Don't tell anybody about what you believe. Hide it. It's something good. And they said when Allah said, لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة, they said, الحسنة is the تقية والسيئة الإذاعة. يعني to publish or to tell what you believe. الكافر الكليني 2, page 173. They said, whoever tell his religion, he tells what he believes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate him. And whenever you hide what you believe, Allah will honor you. What a religion. طيب. Muhammad ibn Ali al-Hasan, al-Mulaqab bil-Saduq, his book, Al-I'tiqadat, page 104, he said, we believe in al-Tuqya. It is obligations. Whoever leave it, as if he left the Salat. It is obligation on you. We cannot practice our religion without it until al-Mahdi will come. Until al-Mahdi will come. I was surprised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah praised those people who deliver the message and tell the people the religion, and they do not fear anybody except Allah. This is the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised. Al-Khumayni said in his book Al-Rasail 2, page 201, 2 it means the value. Tuqya is not only when you are afraid, but you can do it to track or to bring others than us to our madhab. قال وتحبيب المخالفين وجر مودتهم. Therefore, they give the fatwa that you allow to pray behind Sunni. Otherwise, you are kafir. But they give you pray with them tuqyatan. You make Hajj with them, tuqiyatan. Otherwise, they don't believe in Hajj with us. And they said, we read the Quran, tuqiyatan. And they said, also, most of these things in Siyam, and if they could, it's only tuqiyatan. In public, but inside their hearts, they don't believe in it. كما جاء في كتاب الخوي التنقيح في شرح العروة الوثقى 4 page 292. What's the result of that? They really succeed to deceive some Muslims. Look to this example, and I really want you to listen carefully to this example. There is an author, his name Izzuddin Ibrahim, has a book called Sunnah al Shia, page 47. This has been published in Rome. He quoted something very, for me it was very interesting, very weird. I was shocked about the Sheikh Al Azhar, the head of Al Azhar. In his time, his name is Muhammad Al Fahham. He wrote a letter to one of the Shi'i scholars, his name Hassan Sa'id. In his time, he's a Shi'i scholar in Iran. He said that Hassan Sa'id visited me in Egypt. And I enjoy the time I spent with him so much. And I remember what we used to do in Iran when I was in Iran. And I had such wonderful time in Iran. And I haven't seen anybody more generous than the Shi'i scholars and the scholars over there. He visited Iran in 1970. And he said, and when they return my visitation by visiting me today, it is shows their appreciations and how much good people they are. And this is what I like, that we are all the Jami' al-Madahib al-Islamiyyah, التي في الحقيقة والواقع شيء واحد. In reality, we are all the same, have the same belief, the same concept of belief. Huh? The same concept of belief. And we are gathered based on brotherhood. على صعيد الأخوة. This brotherhood, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, described in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةً. May Allah put His mercy on the great Sheikh Shaltut, the ex-Sheikh of Azhar. Shaltut, when he realized this meaning, when he gave his fatwa, the brave fatwa, clear fatwa, when he said, it is allowed, for any Muslims, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the madhab of the Shia, al-Imamiyyah, because it is a recognized madhab. It is a Muslim's madhab, based on al-Kitab, was-Sunnah, and the perfect logic. Wa-Dalil al-Asad. And Allah, may Allah ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help those people who try to bring Shia and Sunnah together, and we work all together, and there's no difference between us. Why? Because this man was nice to the Shaykh, good to the Shaykh. Not because the Shaykh has these evil beliefs. He didn't show the Shaykh anything from this. It is funny what you're going to hear now.